This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending March 14th. The Daily Spot Choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 244.12, which was $4.36 lower. There were 704 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, it was at 246.76 and was $1.64 higher. There were 6,055 total loads sold for the week, which was 706 loads lower than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,405 loads, which was only 44 loads lower than last week, and 56% of the total loads sold. The outfront sales and the exports both fell to around half of the previous week. Exports, as reported on the weekly box beef report, were 455 loads, which was 352 loads lower than the previous week. 80 of those loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 375 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales were at 704 loads, which was 724 loads lower than last week. The biggest part of the outfront sales were 2.5 million pounds that represented chuck and round products that had an average prices that were $11 to $24 below the current formula prices again this week. However, there were also a little over a million pounds of middle meats, mostly short loins and bottom sirloins, that had average prices that were $10 to $44 over the current formula prices, and no doubt were destined for the grilling season specials in the upcoming months. Now taking a look at the primal cuts, the chuck and the round primals were steady to $1 lower, and the middle meats, which are loins and ribs, were $2 to $7 higher and are beginning to make their seasonal high prices increases prior to that grilling season. The rib had the biggest jumps during the past 3 weeks. The cow cutout was at 230.69, and the select cutout was at 244.07 on Friday, keeping that spread around $14. The cow cutout was 92 cents higher, and those 90% trimmings were about 89 cents higher last Friday. However, there were quite a few more slaughter cows moving at area auctions this past week, due partially to the fact that the previous week's numbers were really low due to those storms, and this softened the live market in some areas. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for March 4th showed the week we imported 21,680 metric tons of fresh beef, which was up about 1,500 metric tons, and that equates to roughly 47 million pounds imported for that 1 week alone. Year-to-date for the first 10 weeks of this year, we are running 51% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and Australia is up 112%, providing the biggest individual chunk, and New Zealand is up 31% and are the second largest country. Now taking a look at the weekly finished cattle trade, those live prices were mostly steady but with a very light test. The dress prices were steady to weak at $2.57 but with very few sales also. The 5-area weighted average live price for steers was at 161.26 with 10,000 head volume, and that compares to 161.07 last week, so it was very, very close, pretty much steady. There was about 19,000 head last week. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 9 pounds lower at 1279, but was still 26 pounds higher than last year, which was 1253. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending February 28th was 5 pounds lower at 875. However, that is still 12 pounds above the previous year, which was 863 last year, and the 5-year average was 845. This is the time of the year when we normally take our seasonal declines for the next couple months. The choice cutout and the select cutout were almost exactly the same, dropping that choice select spread down to only 5 cents on Friday, and that would be about $4 lower compared to the previous week. Long-fed, high-grading cattle have provided an abundance of choice carcasses, reducing that spread. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.